This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
Now, last night at the Women's Cricket World Cup, South Africa fairly easily accounted for Sri Lanka in a rain-interrupted game to put themselves second on the table and guarantee a semi-final spot. But on top of the table is the Australian women's team, who locked in a semi-final spot after their victory over Bangladesh in Visakhapatnam during the week.
Edge taken at slip. Fantastic delivery by Alana King. Again, she tossed it up. Very, very full. Not as full as the previous delivery. It was a good length. Shauna Akhtar just propped forward to play a defensive push. It spun. Caught the edge perfectly in a simple catch at slip for Beth Mooney. Sense another wicket could be coming for Wareham here. Outside the off stump, hard sweep, top edge, carries all the way to deep square leg, who is Ash Gardner, comes in and takes a really simple, nonchalant catch. So Robert trying to get on with things with the sweep, but it was the spin and the bounce of the leg spinner Wareham that did for her. She's got a second wicket. Robert goes for six.
The Australian captain has loved being out here in Visakhapatnam. Surely has left her mark at the ACA BDCA Stadium. Back-to-back hundreds. One against India, now against Bangladesh. Brings this one up in just 73 deliveries. Absolutely top-draw stuff from Alyssa Healy.
So 113 not out to captain Alyssa Healy. Alana King finished with 2 for 18. And our next guest chimed in with 2 for 22, Georgia Wareham. Welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, Georgia, how much fun are you having at this Cricket World Cup?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The girls have been great. We've been over here for, I reckon, five weeks now, maybe just over. But yeah, it's been awesome. The way the girls are playing has been really good to watch, and getting wins on the board, which has been really, really exciting.
It is indeed. And talk to us for a moment about Alyssa Healy. I mean, she is in a rich vein of form, back-to-back centuries. How does it feel to see the skipper performing like this?
Yeah, I think she's seeing beach balls at the moment out there. she's been smashing it. I think she's been smashing it in the nets for a while now, so it's really nice for to see her do it out there in the middle and on the biggest stage, I guess, and lead from the front as the skipper, which has been really cool. And it's just been dominant, really.
She has indeed. How quickly, when you're watching her bat, how quickly do you say to yourself, oh, she is on today?
I reckon you can know from the first ball. I think, when she gets the full stride, solid defense, I think then you're like, oh, yep, all right, the skip's on today. Or even before that, I think. But she's been like that the whole tournament. So I think that's been really exciting for us to be able to see. And, nice for it to pay off for her.
Indeed. And despite hitting 113 not out and notching up the fastest century in this tournament so far, still not good enough to be player of the match. Alana King, what an extraordinary spell. 10 overs, 2 for 18, including 4 maidens. That has got to be one of the best spells of bowling ever at a Cricket World Cup.
Yeah, Kingy was unbelievable. I think from the get-go, she was just nailing everything. I think in the field, we sort of all thought that every ball was almost going to be a wicket. I think it was that good. I think Mead's probably a little bit stiff not to get the player of the match, but Kingy's spell, yeah, it was definitely a special one and really set the tone for us early out in the field and, sort of pinned him down early, which was what we needed on a pretty good wicket.
Do you start to see the frustration in the batter's eyes when we're bowling 4 maiden overs in a spell?
Yeah. Well, I think you can just sort of sense that something's going to happen. When you get a lot of good overs like that in a row, I think you feel a big shot. That's what brings us into the game, I guess. And that's what we're after as a bowling unit.
Indeed. And were you happy with your own performance, 2 for 22?
Yeah, it was nice to be able to come in and make an impact, I think, get some wickets, I think, on a pretty spin-friendly wicket, I think, to be able to do my job and try and get a couple of wickets, which was good. I would have liked to have a bit more of an impact, but as you always do, you want to do a little bit better. But, it was nice to get the win as a as a rule.
I feel like that, even though there's been a few individual standout performances in this tournament, I feel like it's been everyone's made a contribution across the board. I feel like I don't feel like there are weak spots anywhere in this squad.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of this squad. I think anyone that comes in can play a role and have done so far. I think watching the way that Annabelle Sutherland's bowling, I think she's been unbelievable. And I think Kim Garth, who missed out yesterday, but she's been setting the tone early and swinging the ball for us and taking wickets. So I think all the bowlers who have come in have done an amazing job. And I think, yeah, same again with the bat. I think in any situation, we've been in quite a few different ones so far. We've had people put their hand up and play a role for us, which has been really cool. And yeah, I guess promising going into the back end of a tournament where everyone's had opportunity to do well and have done so. So I think just having that experience throughout the round matches will put us in good stead for finals.
Absolutely. Because even when you find yourself in a slightly sticky situation, you've got someone there to get you out of it. I described your team the other day to someone as being like, I don't know what your movie knowledge is like, but the T-1000 in Terminator 2, the thing they just couldn't kill, they thought it was dead. And it just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And you guys, just when people think they're on top of you, you've got another trick up your sleeve.
Yeah, I think that's what we like to pride ourselves on. I think we got ourselves in a situation like that against Pakistan. And Beth Mooney came in and made an unreal 100. So I think, yeah, there's just moments like that where I think we back everyone in any situation to be able to do that for us. And I think, yeah, it's just what we pride ourselves on, to not be ones to lay down easy.
And there were just the one sort of negative comment, I guess, from the game overnight. There were a few drop catches. Was that a discussion point post-match?
We haven't had our review meeting yet, but I'm sure that's going to come up. Yeah, it always does. No one means to drop catches, but luckily they didn't end up hurting us yesterday. But I think it'll definitely be a focus for us going into the next game. But we probably won't spend too much time dwelling on it, I'd say.
Right. I think everyone probably knows what they need to do in those situations. Now, let's wind the clock back to Sunday, the game against India. What was that atmosphere like? A full house in India and loads of Indian fans clearly wanting their team to win.
Yeah, anytime you play India in India, the crowd is just incredible. I think you can't actually hear yourself think when you're out there. It's that loud. And every time India hits a boundary or gets a wicket, it's piercing. I think the ground announcers really rile up the crowd and get everyone going, which can be pretty intimidating for an away team to be able to sort of focus and stay together as a group out there. But I guess on the flip side of that, when we were batting and, you know, you hit boundaries and it's dead silent, it's such a strange atmosphere to be out there. And I think, the girls did an amazing job at sort of trying to take the extra player, I guess, of the crowd out of it. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what kind of what it is.
It must feel good to silence a home crowd like that.
It is a pretty cool feeling to hear the crowd, who's been unbelievably loud for such a long part of the game, be quiet at the end of it. It's pretty cool.
How hard is it to block that noise out when you're out on the ground, or is it just impossible?
It's pretty tricky. I think when you're in a moment like that and you've got the ball in your hand, I think instinct takes over and you just sort of, you can do it and not really think about it. But I think it's the times in between where it's in between balls and everyone's screaming in the crowd. You're like, oh my God, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Skipper's trying to get my attention and I can't right. hear anything. There's five different people yelling at me. It can be pretty chaotic, but luckily we've had quite a few experiences like that in India before. And a lot of the girls have played in the WPL. So I think this situations have been similar there. So I guess we're sort of trained for it now.
It might happen again in this tournament. You're now qualified for the semis, and it seems, looking at the table, that England, South Africa and India will go through. So there's an excellent chance you'll be playing them again.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few important games to go in the rest of the tournament. So it'll be very interesting to sort of see how it turns out. But we've got a couple of big games to finish off as well before we get into the semis. So we'll try and take a bit of momentum into that and see whoever we come up against.
Now, you mentioned 5 weeks in India. What else do you do to fill the time while you're not practicing or playing?
A lot of time at the pool, at the hotel.
Yeah.
There's a few girls that somehow find some really nice coffee shops when we're in some different places in India. So that's been nice. I think we end up going to a coffee shop and the half the team's there. But yeah, just getting out and about when we can, and just sort of embracing where we are. I think it's has been really cool. Everyone's been to some different places that we've never been to in India before. So just experiencing that has been really cool.
Are you a golfer? Do you hit the courses out in India?
Yeah, I've played a couple of rounds of golf. We've had, I think 2 golf days, which has been really good to just get out, and it's a good way to kill 3-4 hours, depends how slow we are. But it's been nice. I think there's quite a few. I think a lot of the staff have played with us as well, which has been really fun. But anything to sort of just kill the time in between games.
Very nice. Well, Georgia Wareham, we are absolutely loving your work and the rest of the cricket team there at the Women's World Cup. And we wish you all the very best for the rest of the tournament. And thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports.